Very good. Well, Eric Peterson is with us. We're going to ask him to open our time together tonight in prayer. Thank you, Eric.
Eric Peterson 今天在这里，所以我们请求他给我们做一个开场的祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your great goodness to us.
我们在天上的父啊，我们再次感谢您的恩典对我们来说。
That you've given us so great a salvation.
所以您给我们这么伟大的救恩。
And not only are we saved, but we are brought together as near and dear as your own Son, the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
我们 不光是我们得救了，我们同样被您吸引到您的自己的爱子，您的我们的主耶稣基督跟前。
And Lord, we thank you that we have the Holy Spirit, the one who comes to teach us.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们有一个神的圣灵，他来教导我们。
And Lord, we would pray that your Holy Spirit tonight might take the words that are spoken and reveal the Lord Jesus to us.
主啊，我们今天呢就祈求您的圣灵呢，讲话，然后把主耶稣基督显现给我们。
We thank you also, Lord, that you know the future and you've revealed the future to us.
主啊，我们非常感恩，您是知道未来的，而且您也把未来显现给我们。
So we pray a blessing upon our brother Harold as he would give us an outline of some prophecy from the Bible.
所以我们祈求您赐福给我们的弟兄 Harold， 当他给我们指出一些圣经里的预言的时候。
And we would pray, Lord, that we all might profit from having a look at your great plan of salvation is.
所以呢，我们也祷告，我们所有的人都是那样的先知，我们可以往天上看，看到的时候呢，看到您赐给我们的救恩的计划是什么。
So give us ears to hear and hearts to respond this evening.
所以求您赐给我们耳朵来听，也给我们这样的心来回应。
We pray for our brother Harold, Lord, uphold him in both in his voice and in the presentation. Give him clear thinking.
我们也就是说为 Harold 的祷告，求您呢给他一个洪亮的声音，还有当他给我们展示一个图的话，他有一个清晰的思路。
And now we thank you, give you thanks again in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们现在献上感恩，我们的感恩和祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you all. Welcome to all. And we're going to try to learn a little bit about what God's plan for the future is. I sent a chart to Roy earlier this evening. Hopefully, it's going to sufficient for us to understand. There it is. Actually, that's better than I thought it was going to be, Roy.
Yeah. 所以谢谢大家，也感谢大家，我们今天呢这样的有机会呢，把神的对我们的救恩的将来的计划给大家展示一下。然后呢，他今天给我送了发了一张图，发一张图呢，我就把它分享给大家。他说这张图看起来比他想象的要清楚。
This is an attempt to simplify for our understanding what God's plan is for the future.
这个呢就是说呢，我们读呢把神对我们将来的救恩的计划呢把它稍微简化一点，让大家好理解。
It is called the two roads chart.
这里呢就是被称之为两条路的图。
But I tonight I'm going to interpret it as a three roads chart.
但今天呢，我要把它理解成为呢是三条路的图。
Roy, I don't know if you can use your cursor to indicate, but it starts over on the left on the Broadway.
So can you see the cursor here?
I can, yes. Very
yeah.
good.
所以在这左边呢，大家看我这个鼠标的箭头，这里写着是the Broadway 是宽路。
And the Bible says that everyone is born on the Broadway, but there is a chance to change the direction. So Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 is a key verse in the Bible about what happens in the future.
大家呢可以放在马太福音的第七章的第十三节，实际上呢，圣经告诉我们，所有的人呢都出生在这个宽路上，然后呢，每一个人都有一个机会改变他的方向。那么马太福音呢七章十三节呢，这就是给我们讲的这个道理。
So this chart says, and it's the biblical truth, we're all born on the Broadway heading toward death.
这些经文告诉我们，我们所有的人呢，都是出生在宽路，然后我们都是走向灭亡的路。
But there is a doorway on that Broadway that leads to what is called the narrow way, and the narrow way leads to life, whereas the Broadway leads to destruction.
然后呢，在这个宽路上呢，其实有一个门，这个门呢，它通向的是一条窄路。这个窄路呢，是给你通向天堂的，而不是通向地狱的。
All right, so we're going to read Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
现在我们来读一下马太福音第七章第十三节。
And verse 14.
还有第十四节,
and I will read it, and then Roy will read it in Chinese. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, and Jesus said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
刚才读的是马太福音七章十三节和十四节。十三节说你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生的，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Now, interestingly, you get on the narrow way from the Broadway by going through the door according to John chapter 10, verse 9.
非常有趣的是呢，当你在这个宽路上走的时候呢，你可以从宽路上呢，通过一个门呢，走到窄路上去。这个窄路呢，告诉我们这个门呢，就是约翰福音十章九节所说的。
So John 10 and 9 says, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
然后约翰福音十章九节是这样说的：“我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草。”这是主耶稣基督说的。So
this gives us the two roads then. There's a broad road that leads down, and we'll talk more about it. And then there's the narrow road, the narrow way that leads up.
这里呢，我们有一条宽路，这条宽路呢，它通向的是地狱和死亡。这一条，这一点呢，我们稍后会做一些解释。另外一条路呢，就是从这一条窄路上去了，我们会上到天堂去。And
that is why we continue to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ, because the broad way leads down to death, but the narrow way leads to life and to heaven. It's marvelous.
这就是为什么我们一直和人传讲我们的主耶稣基督，因为宽路呢是通向死亡的，窄路呢就是通过我们主耶稣基督的这个门进去的，然后我们就通向天堂，这是非常神奇的。
Now, the first reference on the chart John 1:29, under the man's hand, that's a marvelous verse. It says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这里呢, 大家可以看这个图上这个手下面写着的是约翰福音一章二十九节这个一章二十九节大家可以翻到约翰福音一章二十九节说呢约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。So
the people on the narrow way are those who realize that they're sinners and they turn to the Lord Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, and as the Lamb of God, he died to take away their sin.
在这些呢,走在窄路上的人呢,他们意识到他们自己是个罪人,然后呢,主耶稣基督呢,是神的羔羊,神的羔羊呢,是为我们而死,而除去我们的罪的人。
And so they choose to turn from the broad way to go with Jesus to get their sins forgiven. They come by the door. They get their sins forgiven. They get new life that leads up to heaven.
所以这些人呢,他们选择了转向了主耶稣基督,跟着主耶稣基督走进了这条窄路,然后呢,主耶稣基督就会饶恕他们的罪,他们罪得赦以后呢,他们就会走去向天堂。Alright,
and if we don't repent of our sins, if we don't turn to the Savior, then we take our sins with us into death, and then after that, we enter into hell and ultimately the lake of fire.
实际上呢,如果我们不去悔改我们的罪,我们不去转向我们的主耶稣基督,我们就会带着我们的罪往这边走,一直走到地狱里,然后呢,最终呢, 会下到火湖里。
All right, now going back to the narrow way, you will see that there are two ways to get to heaven.
然后呢,我们回到这个窄路上,你会发现在窄路上呢,有两条路可以去到天堂。If
in fact you die, you just carry on and you end up in heaven because you died. But the Lord Jesus Christ promised that he will come back to earth someday. And when he comes, before he gets to the earth, he is going to call all the Christians in the world to go with him up to heaven without dying.
这条路上呢,如果你是行走在窄路上的,如果你死了,死了这个没有问题,你就直接的 进到天堂里去。另外一条路呢,就是我们的主耶稣基督他应许了我们,有一天呢,他会回来,回来把所有的人,活着的人从这里带到天堂去,和他永远在一起。Either
way, all Christians will end up in heaven. They either will be resurrected after death with their bodies in heaven, but their souls will be with Jesus in heaven as soon as they die or as soon as Jesus comes back at the rapture.
所以呢,不管你哪种方式呢,基督徒都是去到天堂的,或者说这些人呢,他们死了以后呢,他们的灵魂一起复活,复活以后呢,与他们在天上主耶稣基督给他们新造的身体在一起,去到天堂,另一个呢,就是他们的灵魂和他们的身体一起改变,也进到天堂。So
some people then ask, what's going to happen when Christians get to heaven?
有些人呢,会问,那么将来会发生什么呢?基督徒什么时候可以去到天堂呢?
And there are three things mentioned on this chart, many others, but three highlighted on this chart.
这里有三件事呢,在这个图表里面给我们提到了。 就是说呢,其实还有很多的事要发生,那么在这个图里我们就 重点指出了这三件事。One
is the judgment seat of Christ.
其中一个呢就是主耶稣基督的他的那个审判座。
Alright, now the principle of scripture is very clear and very plain, and that is that we will all have to be judged one way or another. We all live in this life, and after death, there will be judgment.
所以这呢经文呢讲得非常清楚，我们都要接受审判。不管是以这种方式还是那种方式，圣经上说呢，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The pillar or the column on the left labeled death, that particular column has at its foundation the verse Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
这个呢你们看到的这个柱子，这个柱子呢实际上刚才这个鼠标指到的就是所有的东西的基石。这个基石说呢就是希伯来书九章二十七节所描述的。
And Hebrews 9:27 simply says that it's appointed unto men once to die, but after death the judgment.
而希伯来书呢其实九章二十七节大家可以翻到那里说的很简单，按照定命人人都有死，死后且有审判。
Many people in the world today pretend and they delude themselves and they say, we won't need to be judged, we will just die.
有些人呢他们在地球上呢大部分我们这个世界的人呢他们不承认这一点，他们说我们死了就死了。
And that's one of the devil's big lies. He says, don't you worry, you don't have to worry, God won't punish you.
这就是那个魔鬼的一个谎言之一，他说呢你们不要去担心，因为神不会惩罚你们的。
But the Lord Jesus in particular talked much about the judgment of God, and he told people that on judgment day, he will be the judge.
主耶稣基督呢他们特别的主耶稣基督特别的强调呢那神的审判一定会来的，他而且特别告诉我们在审判日的时候他就是那个审判官。
Now it's very importantTo respect the judge.
因为如果你要去尊敬法官，这是非常重要。
And the Lord Jesus said John chapter 5, he said, I'm going to be the judge. You should therefore respect me because the day's coming when I will judge you.
也主耶稣基督在约翰福音第五章里所讲到的呢，你们最好是要尊重我，你们尊敬我的话呢，因为我在审判日的那一天呢，我就是那个审判官，我要审判世界。
So all Christians go to heaven, but one of the first things that happens in heaven is that they will face the judgment seat of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.Verses 11 to 15 talk about it, as do many other passages.
这个呢，实际上呢，所有的基督徒呢都会去到天堂。去到天堂以后呢，这里讲到的，我们都要来到主耶稣基督的领奖台前。这个领奖台呢，就是格林多前书三章十一到十五节所提到的，在圣经的其他的很多地方也提到了这个。
Now, a Christian doesn't have to do anything to get to heaven. All he has to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will be saved.
基督徒呢并不是靠着自己的行为，靠着自己的所作所为去到天堂。圣经告诉我们，基督徒所有唯一要做的就是信主耶稣基督，我们就会得救，就会进到天堂。
We don't have to pay anything to get to heaven. We don't have to do good works to get to heaven.
我们不用说付钱，付很多钱我们就可以去到天堂，我们也不用说是我们去做很多善事，做很多好事，这样我们才能去天堂。
Jesus died on the cross to get us to heaven, and what we have to do simply is believe him and say, Lord Jesus, I do believe you. I'm a sinner. You died for sinners. You said that if I believe you, I won't have to face death in hell. I can have life in heaven. I choose to believe you.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他为我们死在十字架上，然后他去到了天堂。我们所以要做的呢，就是我们跟主耶稣基督说，我们信您，说我们是个罪人，我们是有罪的，我们需要您呢，饶恕我们的罪。我们所以要做的就是相信您，我想去天堂，所以您也允许了我们，凡是相信您的，我们都会去到天堂。所以我想要去天堂。
But the proof.That you believe is that you get new life, and that new life brings forth new character, new behavior in you.
因为这个你信了的证据呢，就是说你信了以后，你有一个新的生命，新的生命里呢，你有新的品格，这新的品格呢，那证明呢，你是信了主耶稣基督的。
Many Christians, therefore, when they become Christians, they do wonderful things. They live lovely lives. They serve God. They serve other people. Many of them suffer great persecution. And all of this is going to be not only observed by Jesus, but rewarded by Jesus Christ.
很多基督徒呢，他们信，当他们信主了以后呢，他们去做了很多奇妙的事情，他们去服侍神，他们去服侍神的子民，服侍弟兄姊妹，同样呢，他们也会遭到很多的迫害，他们所有的这些作为呢，主耶稣基督都在天上看着呢，有一天呢，主耶稣基督呢会因为他们所做的这一切给他们颁奖。
And so, let's quickly turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
大家呢可以翻到格林多前书林前三章的第十一节。
The picture is that of the Christian building a building after he becomes a Christian.What do you do as a Christian? You're building a future. You're building the work of God. What is that all about?
这里所讲到的呢，就是当基督徒他们信了主以后，他们要做什么呢？所有的他们都是在建立。他们建立的是什么呢？他们建立的是怎么去做神的工。
All right, verse 11 says,For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
第十一节说呢，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
And now verses 12 and 13. Now if any man build upon that foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work,shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
这里呢，刚才他读的第哥林多前书三章12-13节，十二节说呢，若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必须显露。因为那日子将要把它表明出来，因为有火将它显露出来，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
And the reward is mentioned in verses 14 and 15. If any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss.But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
这里呢，刚才呢，结果呢是在十四节和十五节里，说出来。第十四节说，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。第十五节说，但是人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像火从火里经过的一样。
So in heaven, every Christian will have his life work examined.
因为呢，在天堂呢，每一个基督徒他们所做的工作呢，都要受到试验。
And what he has done for God, what he has lived in a character like Jesus, all of that will be richly rewarded.
因为他们为神做过什么样的工，他们的自己的品格有多像我们的主耶稣基督，这些行为将来在天上都会得到奖赏。
And what he has not done, sorry, if he does not do good things as a Christian, if he does not follow the Lord closely, but he builds another way, just like building with wood and hay and stubble, that person will find on Judgment Day that the good he thought he was doing has all burned up, and he will suffer loss because he didn't build God's way.
有时候呢，有些人呢，他们也会，他们得救以后呢，他们也会去建造。但是呢，如果他们不从跟从神的方式来建造，他们不靠近我们的主耶稣基督，他们尽管用自己的方式去建造的话呢，就像刚才那句经文提到的，他们所做的工作呢，就像是草木和秸在天上要试验的时候呢，都不会烧掉。
But he will still be in heaven.He just won't get the same rewards as another person, but he still will be in heaven.
但是这个人呢，他仍然会去天堂，他只是说得不到像其他人那样得到的奖赏，但是呢，他仍然在天堂。
Now, that's what happens to the person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and goes to heaven after death.There will be judgment for him, and by the grace of God, great reward.
这个呢，讲到的呢，就是那些所有的信的主的基督徒，在他们死后呢，他们会去天堂。他们去到天堂以后呢，借着神的恩典，他们会得到极大的奖赏。
We read a little bit about heaven in the book of Revelation, among other things.We're told that the streets are paved with gold.
我们在启示录里呢，实际上呢，读到了一点点关于天堂的。我们知道，在天堂里面，那些街道都是由纯金铺成的。
We find that very hard to understand, but one thing's very clear, and that is that.Precious things like silver and gold here in the earth are not going to have great value in heaven. Heaven is a place of inestimable riches.
实际上呢，我们对这我们说呢，可能是有一点点难理解，但这就是圣经里确实完完全全跟我们谈到的。实际上呢，在天堂里，我们在地球上的这些金银呢，在天堂里就是一文不值。天堂里是极其富有的天堂。
Now people say, well, I don't really worry. I'll just stay on the Broadway.
有些人说呢，那我不管这些，我只是沿着宽路走就行了。
And if they stay on the Broadway, one day they will die and their body will go to the grave, but their soul will go down to hell.
他们呢，就是那圣经说，如果他们一直沿着宽路走，走到这里的话呢，他们死了以后呢，他们的身体呢会埋在坟墓里，然后他们的灵魂呢会直接下到地狱里啊这里。
Now, the Bible says in Luke chapter 16, the Bible says that hell is a very unpleasant place.
圣经呢上讲在路加福音的第十六章里讲到地狱是一个令人非常难受的地方。
And we won't go into all the details of that this evening either. Tonight is an overview night. But hell is very, very unpleasant.
因为我们不会去讲太多的关于这样的细节，因为我们今天晚上的主题呢，只是概要的讲一下。但是呢，要告诉大家的就是地狱是一个令人非常难受的地方。
A place so bad, we're told that the man who went there, the rich man who went there, pleaded with Abraham and said, Abraham, please send my friend back to my five brothers because this is a terrible place. I don't want my brothers to come to this place of torment.
因为在这个地狱呢是如此的可怕，我们在这个故事里读到呢，有一个富人，就是有钱人，他下到了地狱，在地狱里呢，他跪下求亚伯拉罕，说亚伯拉罕呢，求你派一个人回去，我还有五个弟兄在外面，你去告诉他们，叫他们千万不要在这里来，我在这里呢，成天在接受那种刑罚的煎熬。
Everything that we know about heaven is that it is a wonderful place.
所有我们知道的关于天堂的呢，是一个奇妙的地方。
Everything we know about hell is it is a terrible place.
所有的我们知道的关于地狱的呢，就是一个极其可怕的地方。
And you can learn a lot about hell by comparing it to heaven. You can learn a lot about heaven by comparing it to hell.
因为你可以知道很多关于天堂的事，如果你拿去跟地狱比较一下。如果你也可以知道很多地狱的事，你如果知道天堂的事，你拿地狱和天堂比较一下。
But the amazing thing is,that they are similar in this respect, they both last forever.
所以呢，在这里面呢，这天堂地狱呢，有一个，至少有一样是类似的，因为他们是永恒的。
Heaven is a wonderful place. If you go there, you can't get out forever.
所以呢，天堂是一个奇妙的地方。如果呢，你去到了天堂呢，你永远不会出。
That's absolutely wonderful. In heaven, there is peace and freedom and guaranteed bliss forever.
因为天堂呢是一个奇妙的地方，这里呢有平安，有爱，也有保障了的大量的神的赐福。
But the same logic is true of hell. You can't get out of hell once you're there.
这样的逻辑呢，同样也适用于地狱。当你进入地狱的时候，你永远也出不了地狱。
The rich man that we read about in Luke chapter 19, he wanted to get out.But Abraham had to say to him, there's a great gulf between hell where you are and heaven where we are, and you can't cross from one to the other. You can't get out of heaven to go to hell, and you can't get out of hell to go back to heaven.
刚才我们这个故事里讲到的那个有钱人呢，他跟亚伯拉罕说呢，他想出地狱，他不想待在地狱里，但是亚伯拉罕就告诉他呢，在天堂和地狱之间有一条极大的鸿沟，谁也跨不过去，从地狱的人呢去不到天堂，从天堂的人呢也来不到地狱，所以这个鸿沟是任何人都无法跨越。
Now some people say today, they say, well, I'm not sure what I'll do, whether I'll go to heaven or hell. I'm not going to trust the Savior today. I'm not going to go through the door onto the narrow way. I'll just go down. If I don't like hell, then I'll decide not to stay there.
所以就是说呢，哦，我今天我不想做任何的决定，我也不管将来我到底是去天堂是还是去地狱，我也不想从那个门进去进到窄路上去到天堂，所以呢，我现在不做决定，我只是说呢，我沿着这条宽度继续往下走，等有一天如果我下到地狱，地狱我不喜欢的话，我可以从地狱里再出来嘛。
But the fact is that once you're on the other side of death, there is no opportunity to change your direction. You cannot say, oh, I made a mistake. I'm going another way tomorrow. Tomorrow will not give you the opportunity to change. You trust the Savior and go to heaven before you die, or you don't trust the Savior and you go to hell. But after death, you cannot change your position.
事实上呢，当一个人呢，他下到地狱里头去以后呢，他实际上是无法改变的。你不可能说你下到地狱去以后，你说哦，我犯了一个错误，所以呢，明天呢，我想出地狱，我不想再在这里了。我要另外再做出选择，做出选择以后呢，我也可以去到天堂。实际上呢，在地狱里没有任何的选择，在地狱里的明天永远不会给你任何的选择，你会一直待在那。
Now, just as there is judgment when you get to heaven, judgment to determine whether or not you will be rewarded for what you have done and how great those rewards will be, so there will be judgment of the people who find themselves in hell because they would not get off the broad road.
实际上呢，在地狱里呢，它是同样是有审判的。这个天堂的审判是一样，天堂审判和地狱的审判是不一样的。天堂的审判呢，我们也称之为领奖台，它是主要是通过这个来判断你要得多大的奖赏，你的奖赏有多大。但是在地狱里却是不一样的，地狱里的审判呢，就是给那些不愿意离开宽路的人，给他们最终的惩罚和审判。
And so we read about that judgment in the book of Revelation, chapter 20.
所以我们知道这样的审判呢，是在启示录的第二十章。
And it's mentioned on our little chart as the judgment of the great white throne. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. So let's read that.
因为在我们这个图表上，大家可以看到这里一个白色大宝座，就是在启示录那第二十章描述的。大家可以翻到启示录的二十章的第十四节，是这样说的。
So we'll read it and then comment. Revelation chapter 20. I will read the five verses and then Roy, and then we'll comment. It says, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whence the face of the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead people, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
刚才呢，他读的是11到15节，我现在再用中文给大家读一遍，然后呢，Harold会做出解释。启示录第二十章第十一节，我看见一个白色大宝座，有坐在上面的。 从他面前遍地都逃避，再无可见之处了。第十二节，我又看见了死人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。第十三节，于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。第四节，死亡和阴间被扔在火湖里，这就是第二次的死。第十五节，无论任何人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And this passage then teaches us that there's going to be this judgment. Everybody's going to be there who is not found in the book of life. The people are, verse 12, the dead, the small, the great, and everybody else, all the little people like you and me. All the big people, like political rulers and war rulers, government leaders and business leaders, doesn't matter who they are, everybody who has not gone the narrow way is going to stand, or be, rather, at the judgment of the great white throne.
刚才几集经文告诉我们，那些没有被记录在生命册上的人呢，第十二节讲的是，无论是死了的，无论大小，都要站在白色大宝座前接受审判，就像小人物，就像你我这样的人也会在那里。然后呢，大人物呢，就像那些政治人物啊，那些警察啊，那些有钱的生意人啊，那些大人物啊，他们所以不管他是谁，他没有行在窄路上，而是走在宽路上的这些人呢，他们都要站在这个白色大宝座前接受主的审判。
Now verse 12 says, the little line says, the books were opened.
这个第十二节讲的呢，书卷都展开了。
And what is written in those books is basically everything that each person has ever done.
这个书卷里记载的什么呢？记载的每个人他在世上做的每一件事。
Some people are becoming a little scared these days because they realize that the cell phone tells people a whole lot about what's going on in their lives.
有些人呢，在今天这样的社会呢，他们感到害怕。他们为什么害怕呢？因为他们自己的手机呢，去泄露了他们很多的人生的秘密。
The cell phone today tells anybody who has the computer, the cell phone says where you are, how long you're there, and if you use the phone, what you said.
今天的那个手机呢，它可以告诉那个终端的那个电脑呢，就说你到哪里去过，你在那里待了多长时间，如果你当时打了电话，你在电话里说了什么。
And those records are kept, and pretty soon it's going to be impossible to lie about where you were and what you said.
实际上呢，电脑呢都记载了那些东西，记载了以后呢，如果人要撒谎说他在哪里，他说过什么话，他做过什么，是不可能撒谎的，因为都有记载。
That equipment is going to become more sophisticated, and probably we will end up with some sort of a chip in our body, and the chip will tell where you are, what you're doing. Some people have even predicted, I saw a video on it today, some people have predicted that it will tell everybody what you think.
这一项技术呢，将来呢，会变得更有效更复杂，他们会在你的大脑里植入一个芯片，这个芯片呢会把你一切的行为都记载下来，甚至是你在看一个录像的时候， 你看录像的过程中呢，你在想什么？实际上这些都知道你看的什么，想的什么。
So if we can see this happening in our world around today, it's not surprising that God is keeping a record of everywhere we go, everything we do, everything we say, and everything we think. God keeps a complete record of all that we do, and he files it away in his books.
如果说这个世界都能够这样去追踪你的一切，但是我们就不会奇怪我们的神在天上呢，他记载了所有的一切，就是说你去过哪里，你做过什么，你看见什么，你想过什么，所以这一切一切的你在世界上的一切的行为，神都会记载在那卷书卷里面。
Some people say, I think I'm going to get to heaven because you see, I always do the best I can.
有些人说呢，我会去天堂的，因为我尽量去做好事。
But the fact is, you know, you don't always do the best you can.
所以事实上呢，你不可能做最好的。
And so, we're not going to have a very good argument. No one will have a good argument that way by saying, I did the best I could, because you know, I know, we all know, we didn't do the best we could.
因为这个呢，其实上我们不需要为这件事去争论，也没有人能够为这件事去争论，因为实际上呢，我们知道我们不可能尽我们的能力去做到最好，你不可能很就说我做到了我最好。
And you and I know that if we were to make a broadcast and we were to put down in the broadcast a film, a video of everything for the last month, everything that we did, everything that we said, every place we went, and every thought we had, if we put it all down, we wouldn't want everybody else to see it.You know that, and so do I.
你们大家呢？我们都知道，如果今天呢，我们要做一个公开的广播，就是说，把你在过去一个月所做的一切的事情就打在一个屏幕上，然后呢，就是说呢，你去过哪里呀？你做过什么事儿啊？你想过什么呢？你看过什么？你这所有的一切全部公示在这个大屏幕上的时候呢，你不想任何人来看到这个屏幕，我也不想让人看到我的这个屏幕。
And because these data are so complete, there's another verse in scripture that simply says this, every mouth will be stopped and all the world will become guilty before God.
这个呢，因为我们这里讲的是如此的完整，圣经里也是讲的完完全全的，就是说呢，有一节经文说呢，在那一天所有的人在站在神面前的人都会闭嘴，每一个人都会有罪。
I asked a man a while ago who was on the broad road, and I warned him about the judgment that would come. I said to him, when you stand before God, what plea are you going to argue? What will your plea be?
那有一天呢，我问一个走在宽路上的人，我就说呢，你现在如果有一天你站在了神的面前的时候，你拿什么去为你自己辩护？你有什么可以辩解
？And his answer was very simple. He said, "I will plead guilty."
他说呢，这个呢，他的答案非常简单。他说呢，我会是有罪的。
Every mouth will be stopped. No one will have an argument against God.When he opens those books, nobody will have an argument.
所有的嘴呢都会闭上，就是呢，任何一个人当神展开那个书卷的时候，没有一个人可以去辩解。
But we quickly read verse 15 of Acts chapter 20, which is very interesting.
我们呢，大家可以翻到《使徒行传》的第二十章的第十五节，这里是非常有趣的。
It says, whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
他说的是启示录的第二十章的第十五节，启示录第二章就是说呢，那些没有记载在生命册上的人，他们被扔到火湖里去。
So there are two great movements in the judgment of the great white throne. One is that there will be a check of one's life to prove that he is guilty before God.
然后呢，在那个白色大宝座的那个跟前呢，实际上当时有两项活动。第一项呢，就是说去检查那些人所有的罪过，他对着神所犯的罪。
And the other check will be to check the book of life. The book of life contains the names of all those who chose to get off the broad way and get on the narrow way, to turn from sin and to trust the Savior. That's all the people who've done that have their names written in a book of life.
另一个呢，就是要检查那个生命册。 生命册呢，是所有的那些人呢，走在宽路上的，他们选择转离他们的罪，选择了相信主耶稣基督，选择了进入窄路，跟随着主耶稣基督。最后，这些人的名字都会写在生命册上。My
name was recorded in the book of life when I said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I deserve death. I deserve hell. I deserve the lake of fire. But I trust Jesus. He died for me. Thank you. I want to live for Jesus. And I left the broad road. I got on the narrow road. I left the broad way. I got on the narrow way. And my name was written in the book of life.
因为我的名字呢是记在了生命册上的。当我跟主耶稣基督说我是个罪人那一刻，我说主啊，我是个罪人，但是呢，我是配得去地狱的，我是应该下到火湖的。但是呢，我相信了主耶稣基督，我信了主耶稣基督呢，他饶恕了我的罪。他饶恕我罪了以后呢，我的名字呢就被记载在 天，生命册上，因为我转离了我的罪，我信了主耶稣。Now,
if a person does not have his name written in the book of life, then he will be cast into the lake of fire.
如果一个人的名字呢，他没有记载在生命册上的话呢？ 他就会被扔到这个湖里。
And the lake of fire is defined for us elsewhere in the Bible as a place of continuing, ongoing suffering.
因为火湖在圣经的一些其他地方给我们描述的这个地方呢，是继续的永恒的受苦的地方。
There is no annihilation in the lake of fire any more than there will be death and annihilation in heaven.
实际上呢，在地狱里呢，实际上除了就是死亡，就是死亡，就是我们在天堂里除了生命就是生命。And
so, if you follow the line at the top, there's the judgment seat of Christ, the millennium, and the semicircle there is the new heaven and the new earth. And that's going to be, that's God's place for the believer. But the unbeliever, the rejecter, he gets the lake of fire. Both go on forever. Now it is true that I have gone and moved in this meeting. I have moved through this information very, very quickly.
这个呢，其实也是真的。当我来去看，在圣经里神给我们这样的一些信息的时候呢，我是很快的把它过了一遍。
There is a discussion of the information that I covered and on the chart at the bottom of that chart, and at some point you might read that.
因为实际上我们在这个大家看到这个图上呢，实际上在下面这些小字里呢有一个解释，解释的话呢，我们大家可能要读一下。So
Roy, is there some way that we could make this available to the people who are on screen tonight?
Yeah, I think that's they may make a screenshot, or I can send that in our WeChat group.
All right, can you explain that to them in Chinese, please?
Okay. Howard 呢是想让大家把下面这一段解释的这段文章啊，大家回去自己读一下。这读下呢，目前呢，可以两种方式来读。我可以把这个放大一点，然后你们自己在你们的手机上啊或者电脑上做一个截图，或者呢，我可以把这个呢发到我们的微信的那个群里。 这个是第一段，如果你们想要做截图呢，现在可以把它截下来。如果截好了以后呢，我可以把第二段再给大家看一下。你们如果截好图了，就告诉我一下。So just let them make a screenshot for this part.
Okay.
After they have done that, I may move to next part.
All right, you do that. I'm just going to keep talking. And I'm going to say that in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably go over more of this in detail. We'll also have an opportunity for some questions. Tonight, I wanted to give you an overview.
实际上呢，当大家在做这个事情的时候呢，你们可以把这整个截下来，我会发到那个。 微信群里去，刚才Harold给大家解释的就是说呢，你们今天呢只是给大家做一个简单的介绍，就是一个总的概览，然后呢后面呢，Harold会继续的做一些细节的解释，也会开放一些问答，就是大家有什么问题关于这个方面的可以提问，然后Harold试图解答。
Now, I told you in the introduction that we would look at the two roads chart and that I would talk briefly about three roads.
在刚开始我们这一堂课开始的时候呢，我告诉大家呢，这是个两条路的一个图，然后呢，现在我要简单的给大家讲一下第三条路是什么。
And the third road sort of goes through the middle. We'll talk more about that. But the first road is the road into heaven. The next road is the low road, the road to hell. But what's going to happen to people who are living on the earth and they don't die in the next few years? What happens to them?
那这里呢，我跟大家解释的那第一个呢，就是这条窄路。窄路呢，这些人死了，他们去了天堂；然后这些那个走在宽路上的，他们死了，下了地狱。然后还有第三条路，第三条路是那些在后面的很多年里，如果那些基督徒没有死，他们去哪里呢？
And so in the middle in the area called the closed door and the great, the tribulation in the middle are two things describing what's going to happen in the world very soon.
这个呢，中间大家可以看到这个关着的门。 这关着的门呢，在那个圣经里给我们描述了将来很快就要发生的一些事情。This
chart over on the left shows the chart which is called the rapture of believers, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
这里呢，实际上呢，在这个地方，这个地方呢，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章里。
And that's wonderful. What's going to happen, 1 Thessalonians says, is that soon, very soon, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come down from heaven and he is going to shout and all the living Christians are going to be caught up to heaven.
实际上呢，这里讲到的是帖撒罗尼迦后书的。 So this Thessalonians chapter 4, right?
That's right. We're not going to spend time on it because we don't have time. But that's okay. Where it is. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That's hard to read, but that's what it said.
Okay. 刚才说的是对的哈，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章的。 第13节到第18节, 这里就讲到的教会被提的情况。
Now, that's going to be very exciting. I've got to tell you that not only are the Christians who are alive going to be caught up, but all the bodies of all the Christians who have died since the time of the Lord Jesus' ascension into heaven, they're all going to be going up at the same time.
实际上这是一个很非常的令人兴奋的，不光是那些活着的人呢，他们会从这里一起被提到天堂。那么说呢，在主耶稣基督为我们在十字架上死了以后，所有的信了主的人、死了的人，他们这个时候呢，同样也会被提到天上去和主相会。
But the question is, what about the people who are alive at the time of the rapture of the church? What about them? What does the future hold for them? They're still alive.
问题就是呢，那些教会被提了以后，那些仍然活着的人，他们的将来是什么样的？ 因为教会被提上去了，这些人呢，还活着。And
the first thing I want us to note is that this chart says there will be a closed door.
这个图表上呢，大家可以看到，在那个时候呢，会有一扇关着的门。Right
now, over on the left, we've got an open door. John 10:9, Jesus said, I'm the door, come. That door is open. But after the rapture of the church, that door will be closed.
然后现在当今的社会上呢，我们就是说呢，在约翰福音10:9里主耶稣基督说他是门，他是那扇门呢，这个门呢就是已经开着的，现在到目前为止仍然是开着的，但是呢，但是我们被告知呢，在教会被提以后呢，就又有一扇门，但这扇门其实是关闭的。
And many people say, many people who've heard this story say, well, I'm not going to become a Christian now. I'm not going to trust the Lord Jesus to save me now. But after the rapture, when I see that all the church has gone to heaven, well, I'll trust the Lord then and everything will be fine.
有些人呢，他们现在呢，就是这样去说。 现在呢不重要，我现在我也不管那么多，我也不去信主耶稣基督，我就这么着，等那个所有的教会的人都被提了以后，那个时候我再来选择相信主耶稣基督，然后我就会没事儿。
But just as there is no way to get out of hell after you die, so there will be no way to get into heaven after the rapture. The people who heard the message and then the church goes to heaven at the rapture, those people who heard the message and didn't say yes, they will not be able to say yes later.
那这个就跟在人死了以后，他没有任何方式可以出地狱一样，在教会被提了以后。 这里没有任何的一扇门，你没有任何的方式可以再去到天堂。
It's very like going for a boat ride.
这个呢，就跟你去坐一个船一样。
You can get on the boat as long as it's dark, but after the boat has closed, the doors are shut. You cannot swim to get on. You cannot jump on. When the doors are shut, you will have missed the boat.
就像那个船一样的，当船在码头上的时候，在甲板上的时候，那你可以上去。但是，一旦船离开了码头，那个门关上了以后呢，你没有办法通过游泳，你也没办法跳到那艘船上去，因为那个船已经开走了，开走了的。
The problem is this, that after the church goes to heaven at the rapture, there will be no more Christians in the world.
这个呢，问题就是这样的，当那个所有的基督徒、所有的教会被提到天上去以后呢，地球上没有一个基督徒了。
The world will get to be a very bad place very quickly because there won't be Christians to keep the place good and God will allow badness to rule.
然后在地球上呢，就会发生很多坏的、可怕的事情，因为在地球上不再有基督徒来去保障这个世界不再坏下去。 那么神呢，就会允许任何坏的、糟糕的事在地球上发生。So
it will be a time of tribulation or trouble all over the world.
在那个时候呢，有一个大灾难，整个世界的大灾难。It
will especially be a time of trouble for the Jewish people.
这个时间呢，特别是呢。 对以色列人、犹太人来说是一个大灾难。
But it will be a time of trouble for everyone else in the world as well, because all of them had rejected the salvation that God offers.
但是这个同样的大灾难呢，也会是在当时在世界上的任何一个活着的人身上，因为他们拒绝了。 神给他们免费提供的救恩。
They didn't come to Jesus to get their sins forgiven. Matter of fact, they said, I kind of like my sin. I don't want it to be forgiven. I want to carry on in my sin.
实际上呢，这些人呢，他们不没有来到去到主耶稣基督那里要求他的罪得到赦免。事实上呢，他们说呢，哎，我还有点喜欢我的罪。
And the consequences and the penalty of that is that there will be great trouble, great tribulation in the world when the church goes to heaven, after the church goes to heaven.
这个呢，他们的后果呢，就是呢，这个时候他们还在世界上活着的时候，在教会被提到天上去以后，在教会走了以后，这些人呢，在地上有一场大灾难要发生，发生在每一个人身上。And
the Bible teaches that this trouble will come from two sources.
圣经说呢，这样的大的灾难呢，要从两个源头那里下来。
Number one, it will be war and evil perpetrated on the people by governments and by armies, militia all around the world. The trouble will come upon people from people. Terrible day.
第一个灾难呢，就是说，这一个第一个灾难呢，就是是要从政府军队里面来，当时的那些那个国家呢、人民呢、政府呢，他们互相为敌，然后他们互相都要攻打对方，这样是造成了他们自己的一个灾难。
And the other source of this trouble will be God Himself.
另外一个源头呢，来到的给他们降下的大灾呢，是神降下来的。
And God will punish the world in a very severe way. You read much about it in the book of Revelation, but much else in scripture as well. There will be great problems and men will be bringing the problems, but God will punish as well. The world will be the battleground for men against men, armies against armies, and God against all of them.
实际上这个时候呢，我们在启示录里实际上读到神对这个当时世界的惩罚是非常严重的。这个时候，当时神要降下灾难和惩罚。当时活在世界上的人呢，他们不但要经历这个人和人之间在战场上的这种战斗，军队和军队的战斗，他们互相为敌，互相攻打，他们还要接受 神对整个在地球上的所有的人的惩罚。So
let's assume that you're that man at the beginning of the chart, at the end of the arrow, that man with the cane. That's the man. Let's assume that you're that man.
然后我们再假设一下，你是这一个人，这个人呢，你是从这个宽度上走到这个箭头上指到的，指到的你是这个人，这个是一个国王，你就是这个人。
What lies ahead for that man?
在这个人前面有什么样的路呢?
Three possibilities.
有三种可能性.
Number one, he carries on and dies, and he goes to hell and to judgment and to the lake of fire.
然后这个人呢，他就是第一个呢，就是他继续走，走到这里他死了。 死完了下到地狱，地狱里呢来到这里审判，审判最后呢扔到火湖里。
Opportunity alternative number two is that he says, no, I don't want the Broadway. I'm going to Jesus. He comes through the door, gets on the narrow way.
另一个选择，他有这样一个机会，他说呢，我不再往前走了，我要去相信主耶稣，我要转离我的罪。 然后呢，他信了主耶稣基督呢，他进了这个窄路。
And alternative number three is that the rapture comes and he gets on the middle road.
然后呢，第三项选择呢，是这个时候这个教会被提来了，然后呢，他在中间这条路上。
When he gets on the middle road, he realizes he does not have any opportunity to go to heaven. It's all gone.
然后他走到中间这条路呢，他来到这里呢，他就会发现呢，他没有任何的机会再进去天堂了，所有的机会都失去了。
And so what he receives is the tribulation on the earth. Days of trouble so bad, Jesus said, unless those days were shortened, nobody would live on the earth.
然后呢，这个人呢，他就会留在地球上，留在地球上经历一个大灾难。这个大灾难是有多可怕呢？就是当时主耶稣基督说呢，那一天到那个大灾难来的时候，没有一个人想活在这个世界上。
And then, of course, he would die. He will either die of natural causes or he will be killed. Most of the world will be killed during those days. But if he dies or is killed, where will he go? He'll go down to hell because the door to salvation had been closed for him.
然后这个人呢，在这个时候，大灾难的时候呢，他就会死。他死呢，或者是自然死亡，或者说是被别人杀死的。因为当时在世界上呢，有很多的人都要被杀死，不管他是以哪种方式死亡，最终呢，他就会下到地狱里面去。All
right, so the question is, what do you do in the light of all this? What would that man do? He would say, I'm going to get off the Broadway. I'm going to go through the open door. I'm going to get on the narrow way. I want to go to heaven. I don't want those things.
另外一个问题就是这个人他应该怎么做。我们现在提到问题就是说，这个人呢，他唯一要做的呢，实际上就是说，我要进入这个打开的门，打开的门呢，我要进入这条窄路。
The prophet puts it this way. He says, because there is wrath ahead, beware.
那个先知其实是讲到的，前面呢有可怕的，有那个神的愤怒，所以你们要小心了。All right,
so that's been a long presentation for you this evening. And I've given you much. For some of you, that's a lot that's new. For some of you, it's just a little bit of a logical packaging that you can follow. But I wanted to give you an overview.
实际上呢，这是一个很长的 一个给大家做的一个展示，但是呢，我今天想要做的呢，是给大家一个概览。对于你们其中有些人来说呢，可能这些东西对你们来说太多了，讲的太多了。但今天晚上呢，我只想给大家有这样一个概念，让大家知道是怎么回事。All
right, so I would like to say, let's have some questions. But you probably would have so many questions, we would be here for another 5 or 6 hours.
所以我说呢，现在呢，最好呢，我们给大家一个提问的时间。我知道大家都有问题，如果给大家都来提问的话，我们可能这节课要延长5到6个小时才能结束。
But I want to leave a little conclusion with you, and we will take a look at that now. In the book of Isaiah,
我跟大家要做一个结论，这个结论呢，我要现在要告诉大家是在以赛亚书的里面。
Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书第55章。
And I want us to read just a couple of verses together. Isaiah chapter
55.
What would you do if you were that man on the broad road? That's the question.
如果你是在那个宽路上的那一个人，你会做出什么样的选择？ 这就是问题。
And so here is the answer.
这里呢，就给出了答案。
It goes like this. Verse 6. I'm not sure what I said earlier. Isaiah 55 and 6.
Isaiah 55, verse 6.
All right, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
刚才他读的是 以赛亚书的第55章的6节， 当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他， 相近的时候求告他， 恶人当离弃自己的道路， 不义的人当除掉自己的意念， 归向耶和华， 耶和华就必怜悯他， 当归向我们的神， 因为神必广行赦免。
What's the man? Excuse me. What's the man on the broad road going to do? He says, I'm going to seek the Lord now, because if I pass through death or if the rapture comes, I won't have any alternative. I'm going to seek the Lord while he may be found.
宽怒上的那些人们，他们要做什么呢？他们说我要现在就寻求主，因为呢，如果说死了以后或者教会的被提了以后，我就没有任何的其他的选择了。所以我现在要当趁着耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他，否则我就没机会了。
He says, I'm going to call upon him while he's near. No point in calling if he's on the other side of the country.
他说呢，我现在要趁他在靠近我的时候，我来求告他。如果他在国家的另一边，你也去求告他，没有任何的意义。
And what would he say in the call?
那么在他求告的时候，他要怎么说呢？
Well, he would say this, wouldn't he? He'd say, Lord, the fact is I'm a sinner, but I don't want my sin. I want to forsake my sinful way.
这个人他说，主啊，我就是个罪人，但是呢，我不再想做一个罪人了，所以我要离弃我自己罪恶的道路。
He would say, Lord, I choose to trust you as my Savior and my Lord. I want you to cleanse my way and cleanse my thoughts.
但是主啊，我现在要选择您做我的救主，做我的主，我要洁净我的道路，我要洁净我的思想。
And you would say, I would like to return to the Lord.
你就会说呢，我想回到主那里去。
Now what would happen if somebody did that?
但如果一个人这么去做，会发生什么呢？
How does the verse end?
这些经文怎么结束的？
It says he will have mercy on him.
这里讲呢，耶和华就必怜悯他。
So that's my story. I sought the Lord when he could be found. I called upon him when he was near. I said, Lord, I want you to help me get off that broad way. I want to forsake that way, and I don't want to think bad thoughts anymore. And I said, Lord, I return to you. And Jesus said, Harold, I will have mercy on you. That's the story of my life.
我趁那个神呢，可寻求的时候，我寻求他。我趁那个神呢，在我附近的时候，我求告他。我说主啊，我是个罪人，我不想待在那个宽路上，求你带领我，我也不想有那些肮脏的想法。然后呢，怎么办呢？我就离弃了那些道路，我归向了主，回到神那里。那么主耶稣基督怎么说呢？ 主耶稣说，Harold，我怜悯你，我的怜悯在你身上。
And that's the story of everyone who has had their sins forgiven. Everyone who got saved. Everyone who became a Christian. Everyone who was born again. They're all the same. We all got it the same way. We sought the Lord. We turned to him. And he had pardon on us. Hallelujah.
这就是所有的人，所有的得救的人的故事。他们呢，实际上呢，这些人呢，他们转离了他们的罪，他们呢，归向了主，然后呢，他们呢，重生了，他们呢，归向主。所以这一切的人呢，都是我们这些基督徒所的故事。哈利路亚。
All right, that's the end of our story because our time is gone.
这是我们故事的结尾了，因为我们的时间也到了。
We'll have a little more to say next week. If you have some questions, we would be happy to deal with them at that time.
然后这个下个星期呢，我们继续。它那一部分呢，主要是针对问答的。他会也会做一些更多的解释。如果你今天有什么问题对他刚才讲的，你可以写下来，记下来以后呢，下个星期来了，你们可以问 Howard。
And Eric is still with us tonight. We're thankful that he's here. He basically is the chairman on the Friday night meetings. But Eric, thank you for opening in prayer. Would you close in prayer and pray for each one of us, please? Thank you.
And Eric 还在这里，还在这里，因为他实际上他是主持星期五晚上那个圣经学习的。我们非常感谢他仍然在这里，所以他给我们做了开场的祷告，也请他给我们做一个结束的祷告。Eric.
Yes, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you that the door is still open.
Amen.
我们在天上的父啊，我们非常感恩那扇门仍然开着的。
The day of grace is still here.
我们这满有恩典的日子仍然在这里。
Today is still the day of salvation.
今天呢？仍然是获得救恩的时候。
We don't know how long this door will stay open.
我们不知道那个门还能开多久。
But Lord, we want to say tonight and pray before you that everyone who has heard the message tonight might lay their sins at the foot of the cross and trust the Savior's sacrifice.
Amen.
主啊，我们今天祷告，祷告今天所有的人，所有的人呢，听了这个信息的人呢，他们都会把他们的罪放在那个十字架的脚下，他们转向主。
We thank you that the Lord Jesus rose victoriously from the dead and is now seated at your right hand in the heavens.
我们也非常感恩主耶稣基督呢，他从得胜的从死里复活了，现在呢他就坐在您的右边。
And today he's still receiving sinners if they'll come to him by faith.
主呢，他今天呢仍然在接受罪人，如果他们呢凭着信心来到他这里。
We thank you that we can be absolutely sure of salvation.
我们非常感恩，我们今天对救恩呢是非常确信的。
We can be certain that our destiny is in heaven.
我们非常确定，我们最终的目标是在天堂。
If there's anyone here today, Lord, that is not sure where their destiny is, we pray today that they may bow before the old rugged cross and trust Jesus as their Savior.
如果今天有任何的人他不像我们这样确定他最终的目标是在哪里的话，我们祷告祈求他们在那个十字架上跪拜在十字架上，然后仰望我们的主耶稣基督转离他们的罪，接受主耶稣基督为个人救主。
Lord, we thank you once again and we bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
主啊，我们再次感谢您，我们的感恩和祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。
Thank you.